Well, returning to the story around corrections and the announcement of a promised $1.9 billion investment in corrections over the next 4 years, we're joined now by the Prime Minister, Christopher Luxon. Good morning, Prime Minister.
Good morning, Corin. How are you today?
Very well. Now, the Minister, the Corrections Minister, has acknowledged he muddied the waters yesterday at that press conference, which has drawn quite a bit of criticism. Have you spoken to him about that? Has he offered an apology?
Oh, look, he got it mixed up yesterday in the moment. We had a quick chat on the way out of the press conference and he very quickly clarified the numbers immediately. What's exciting about that announcement is it's $1.9 billion going to more corrections officers at the front line, more support for offenders for rehab and more prison capacity.
You have made it clear that you have very high expectations for your ministers. We've seen, obviously, Melissa Lee, for one, moved out. Are you happy with Mark Mitchell's performance? He's acknowledged he muddied the waters on an important law and order announcement.
Yeah, but he quickly clarified it. And as I said, he clarified it very clearly and quickly, which was great.
It was a 40-minute press conference, which required a press release to be issued afterwards.
Yeah, but look, as I said, he got it mixed up in the moment. We had a quick chat on the way out of the press conference. He very quickly clarified the facts are pretty straightforward. It's 455 beds today. There's 600 going in next year and there's another 810 coming with this funding. And the most important thing is about the announcement, which is actually, you know, part of our package to restore law and order in New Zealand. So, he's doing a great job advocating very strongly for restoring law and order. He cares about the frontline police. He cares about the frontline corrections officers. He's done a good job on emergency management and recovery, and he's doing a good job.
Was this rushed?
No, not at all. I mean, this is a serious investment, $1.9 billion. We are determined to make sure we recruit more frontline correction staff. We want to make sure they get funding for pay increases. We want to expand the prison capacity at Waikaria. And we want to also spend $80 million getting rehabilitation programs, I think, you know, Corin, to remand prisoners, which, you know, in New Zealand is 45% of our prison population at the moment. So it's important we get those services to prisoners quicker so they can turn their lives around faster.
The issue with law and order, we are seeing a pretty alarming spate at the moment, some alarming killings and other crime. During the election campaign, the debate around law and order, you were very tough on Labor. You argued they were soft on crime. Your critics were arguing that this is a complex, multi-generational issue that's far more complex than sort of law and order slogans. Have you now overpromised on your ability to deal with crime in this country?
Well, I want to be really clear. Since 2018, gang membership's up 51%, as you and I've talked before. Violent crime's up 33%. You know, ram raids are up, you know, fourfold. Retail crime's doubled, up 100%. So that's the facts of where we're starting from. So what we were doing was not working, period. And so what you're seeing from our government is a big focus on law and order. You know, we've got tougher laws on gangs. We've got serious young offenders and military academies coming. We've put three strikes back in. We're recruiting an extra 500 police officers. We've got this big package of $1.9 billion for corrections. We're also going to work really hard on social investment and rehabilitation for prisoners as well.
So, okay, but we've heard your prescription there. Can I just put to you, though, because there are those who are questioning whether, in fact, anything has changed after 6 months. And some of these are Indian jewellery store owners who spoke to RNZ Asia. One of them said, we used to think the high crime rates were because of the Labor government, but it's been 6 months now since National-led coalition was sworn in. Nothing has changed. Another said the crime scene is getting worse. During the election campaign, promises were made by Mr. Luxon and his team, but they are failing to control crime. We just see a blame game going on.
No, look, I'm sick of it. They're sick of it. New Zealand's sick of it. We get that. But we've been in power for 161 days. We're overcoming 6 years of soft on crime and that approach. We've been working incredibly hard every day to drive the change around law and order, as I said, going through those things that we've already started. And we're very focused on that. We've set very clear targets around 20,000 fewer victims of violent crime, reduce serious youth offending by 15%. We're implementing the ideas and the policies we talked about in the campaign. And we're also going to work on the causes of crime through our social investment program as well. So, you know, I get it. You know, I'm sick of it. Everyone's sick of it. And it's unacceptable.
Okay, but the point, I guess the point that I'm trying to make here is that when you're talking about law and order, does it not require a more sophisticated debate rather than law and order slogans? Because your own government is going to experience the same deep-seated issues.
It is hard, I get it. We're turning around 6 years of a soft-on-crime approach that hasn't worked. And so I just say to you, it wasn't particularly sophisticated the last 6 years, Corinne, at all. Just having a prison reduction target and crime going through the roof, unacceptable. We are determined to restore law and order so Kiwis feel safe. We're doing everything we can to get the system changed, to get the tools in place to do that. They're not slogans. They're serious ideas and serious policies to deal with the challenges that we've got.
Okay, I appreciate that. Now, let's move to the OECD. Now, after speaking to Cameron Baggery, an independent economist, and he cannot see how you can say that your tax cuts are fully funded, because there are going to be deficits and your government is going to be borrowing billions of dollars to keep the lights on.
Yeah, look, I mean, we are going to deliver tax relief for low and middle income working New Zealanders. We've been clear about that from the beginning. You and I have talked about it now for almost 2 years.
Yes, and are you borrowing for tax cuts?
No, we're not. The tax relief is fully funded. We've generated savings. We've generated new revenue to make sure that tax relief is
fully
funded.
And are there any economists who will agree with you on that point? Can you point me to any?
Well, I'll just say to you, we've been very clear, Corinne. When we've talked tax relief, we've always talked about making sure it's fully funded. That's exactly what we've worked hard to do, generated the savings in the system to make sure that we give that money back to New Zealanders who deserve it, low and middle income workers listening to your program today, going to work, doing everything they can, can't get ahead, no tax relief for 14 years, inflation up 40% over that period of time. So that is, and good responsible governments, I just put it to you, can cut down on the wasteful spending, protect the frontline services, give tax relief, start up
and continue to run deficits. This is the point. You've got, okay, so you're saying you're not borrowing for the tax cut bit of your budget, but you are going to borrow to keep the lights on. Now, explain to New Zealanders how that is, how you, it doesn't all come from one pot.
Well, what I'd just say to you is one budget doesn't fix 6 years of economic vandalism and mismanagement. What you saw in the OECD report yesterday was saying, look, gradual and consistent, good financial management day in, day out, year in, year out, to get ourselves on a pathway back to surplus is important.
And they say, and let me interrupt here, because and they say that delaying tax cuts would make this easier to achieve.
I disagree. After 14 years, we are giving low and middle income New Zealanders tax relief, period. And that tax program is fully funded. What we are doing here is we are also making sure we put financial discipline in place, and we're working our way through that. And you're going to see a very good budget that's actually going to deliver protection of those frontline services, make sure that we get rid of wasteful spending, tax relief and growth.
Just very quickly on Rafah, there's a lot happening obviously in Gaza at the moment. Does New Zealand, yep. Has New Zealand asked or reiterated its opposition to an incursion into Rafah?
Well, I mean, we've been really, I mean, we were onto that very, very early, and you heard very strong statements from myself and others at that time. I think that would be absolutely catastrophic for the Israelis to enter into Rafah. They have a huge responsibility to make sure that we get to a permanent ceasefire, make sure that we get a de-escalation, we get unimpeded aid into that humanitarian crisis. Equally, Hamas have a huge responsibility to release hostages. So, you know, what I hope is that as we go through the course of today and the next few days, that we genuinely can see that ceasefire that's been talked
Indeed.
About.